the frost in the window will dance for you. She'll tap out the rhythm, bright red shoes. And if you ask why this is done, he'll say you're only old when you will not be young. And the frost in the window will answer you the question you bring in a cup of you. And if his answer is not the best, it's so much better than all of the rest. But you say there are so many things to be done, and he says right back that there's really just one, 'cause you're talking of death and he's come.
You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplants.org, Port 9000. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Well, as usual, I've left myself short of time, so let's go. First feature of this show is a poet called Johnny Studio, and the first six poems are Drugs, with a Z, Holy Shit, Think It, or one word, Depression, Saucy Secrets, and Mother's Son.
Ruin, Dicano, Sodium Amato, Chuno, Secano, Mandrax, Temazepam, Valium, Librium, Fisetone, Phenobarbitone, Diamorphine, and Amphetamine Sulfate, Lysergic Acid, Thalamide Tartrate 25, Prozac, Beta Blockers, SSRIs, Silco, and Kestrel, Surprise, Surprise, Rollover, Lottery, and Corporate Lies, a Double Cheese Whopper with Extra Fries, Morrison's Economy, Deluxe Pork Pies, 0% Finance, Vampires in Disguise, Largato, Methadone, Extract Amaze, Psilocybin, Flyagaric, MDMAs, Nurofen, Nicotine, Purple Haze, Benylin, Cofflinctus, Night Nurse, and Day, Vodka, 7-Up, Coca-Cola, Caffeine, Cannabis, Cannabeer, Cannabis, Cannabeer, Packet of Watsits and a Chocolate Eclair, Curry and Brookie and Emmerdale Square, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, Vanity Fair, Hammer House of Horror, Steak Done Rare, Sigmund Freud and the Electric Chair, Wankin, Weetabix, Tony Blair, Heinz 57, Community Care, Hoffman LaRoche, Burke and Hare, Caviar Emptor, Buyer Beware. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit, it's a direct hit. Yeah, holy can be shit when you mess with it and twist it and make it fundamental. Rubble, twisted metal, the dust never settles. Holy shit, it's holy war. Eye for an eye, even the score. Your God and my God, knee deep in gore. We're always standing on opposite shores instead of opening each other's doors. We could be consciousness growers, but instead, in our quest for blood, we sink into the mud until we're led by the leaders of the easily led, handing out scriptures on molten lead, written in blood to get inside your head, and kill you royally, do your bit, and sell your soul for holy shit. It is only by thinking things out as one lives them, and living things out as one thinks them, that a man or society can be said to think or live at all. Ideas are what count. The important thing is not who has them, but what is done with them. Thinking is the function of living, then the most important thing to do is live. If we learn by living, then we also think by creating. Space, like time, engenders forgetfulness, but it does so by setting us bodily free from our surroundings and giving us back our primitive state. There's nowt round here but wasted opportunities. Two or more pushchairs constitutes community. No one smiles, the badge of indignity. The most used cue is the one for electricity, token. High-rise tenement heartbroken, yearns for pleasure unspoken. Daydream TV, Confisity, Casualty, Social Club, Down a Rubber Dub Dub Bun Base, Time and Place, Vanish Without Trace in the Land of the Briefcase, No Jobs at the Coalface, No Room in the Rat Race, Selling Jesus on a Pillowcase, While Your Soul Falls from Grace, Your Light Vanishes Without Trace, Your Brain Starts to Think. Poetry can be really depressing, especially when you're dressing to go out to dinner and wishing you were thinner and wanting to be a winner so we can have more losers, more unfulfilled consumers. The last thing you want is a sacred clown making you frown, bringing you down, bringing you round with the sound of your round and round the mulberry bush. Did somebody say bush, bush, swoosh, ambush? Paper money from the bark, in God we trust, quite frank. Promises the bank of pyramids and the bank of semi-solid promises to the bearer. What could be fairer? Are you a sharer or a failure to understand? The promised land was always in our hands till he took it from our care and made us unaware that we even owned a share of this earthly paradise. As you rented us a slice and told us we were mice, well, isn't that fucking nice? To be getting advice from the Ministry of Price to suit all pockets, invested in rockets, cash crops for guns, fast food in a bun, truth on the run, beg for the crumbs that fall from the table. From these vampires, from these vultures who design the future, who sell you here and now on an installment plan with a final demand for more prompt payment, with the balance outstanding, bailiffs impending, more paper lending, promises the bearer there could be queerer times than this, hit and miss, jug of piss, just round the corner of a windswept tenement block, could be molten rock or some porn star's cock selling you a crock of something less than wholesome, of something less than freedom, of a product called emotion in a lotion, magic potion, promotion, brand loyal devotion, with nothing to pay, while the tide's at bay, banishes grey, and gets into corners where others can't reach, on a holiday brochure, beach, with your electronic leash, blowing in the wind, like a flag of belief, vanity steals your beauty like a thief, there's no let up. No relief, just taste sensations and sparkling teeth, 0% finance and 100% grief. By the time the receptionist got round to mispronouncing my name, it was already mid-afternoon, so it was with some petulance that I slung myself into the green leather chair. I immediately got out my mother's pride and proceeded to place a dollop of HP sauce on each slice prior to folding and preferring them to the psychiatrist for his perusal. A conglomeration of amoral, soundbite-sized witty delusions, Mr. Saltis, he proclaimed, after the sixth well-balanced slice lay before him in a sexually provocative manner. Let's try some sauce association, shall we? He inquired, reaching for my bottle. Malt vinegar, he snapped. Jesus on a cross, I blurted out in response. Modified maize starch, came the cross-court volley. Bovine spongiform encephalopathy, I stuttered. Interesting, he muttered, while making hurried notes on my file, which rendered it slightly out of tune. Tamarind extract, he asked, after a theatrical full stop with his Parker pen. My brain was now receiving no new incoming calls. I was watching diplomas burning on his walls when a deep primeval voice from within my balls. Hemorrhoid hunchback, echoed round the room. The psychiatrist fell backwards off his perch and landed on his cuttlefish, which gave him quite a shock. Hemorrhoid hunchback. Mr. Solstice, really? Cracked the circle, cycle, liar twist. So I made good my escape by pulling down my roller-blind anti-ram eyelids and legged it along the wooden path between the pine-paneled diploma trees, and after what seemed like an eternity, masquerading as a nanosecond, I tripped over a concrete Guinness can and began floating upwards till I banged my head on an overhanging branch of Woolworths, filled my nostrils with pick and mix, and found myself lying in a fetal position surrounded by mistletoe-encrusted store defectives. What's your game, then? Bellowed the one who was actually exactly the average weight of the other six. Are you one of them inhalant assailants? Said another. Oi, bread boy, do you hear me? This may have been the first speaker or someone who sounded remarkably like him. Blag him and tag him and put him on display, said a voice that sounded like it was used to being obeyed. Then the night turned into grey, and a man at the pharmacy said, don't operate heavy machinery while taking this vow. I, Journey Soulfitz, do swear by these terms and conditions to swallow when you're told to, and never more to argue, to form an orderly queue, to jump when you're told to, or we'll fry your grey matter with molasses and batter your head with a runcible spoon. Not a moment too soon, a fork in the room allowed me an exit of sorts. So grabbing a seat at the back of the bus, I ran through my spells with a baton. Bless you, said the Cyclops, as I opened my eyes and to my surprise caught sight of his Freudian slip. All lacy and sexy and quite fashion risky, ejaculate onto my lobe. Perhaps we should increase your dose. Mr. Salk Ice, can you hear me? Do you understand? We can never let you land on our holy sinking sand. 5 milligrams of Siroxy Bland stuffed up your pucker gland should set things for a while we drain your brain for bile. Then he handed me a fresh bottle, so I pulled back the throttle with just enough reserve to fight another day. And to the headless parrot on the wall, who sees the fairest of us all, I tipped the wink and headed for the ball. My name is terrible unto the heathen. I am my mother's son. My name is every plague and pestilence. I bring the love of one. My coming and my being were prophesied by all. My passing through this uni-world will make all evil fall. And my mother earth is dying, and I am my mother's son.
Those poems are by Johnny Studio, and he doesn't do the internet, but I'm sure I'll find some links to put in my blog. Right, the next 6 poems are Fairy Bubbles, Lion Lamb, Shallow Breathing, Sharma, Birthright, and Lump Like a Rocket.
In my fairy garden, the bubbles fly so high, they blow into the atmosphere and neutralize the sky. My fairy bubbles help my skin, they soften and they glow. They transmutate the sea life till extinction bids them go. My lovely fairy bubbles take my wash day blues away. They saunter down my plug hole and drift into the bay. They poison and they modify with each outgoing tide. They brighten up the logos in the land of paranoid. Well, my whites are so much whiter since I bought my fairy friend. I give no shit for politics, I flush it round the bend. You see, my clothes must be the cleanest, like the ones on my TV. A speck of dust, a fleck of mud is social leprosy. So let's all use our fairies and wash our blues away. Let's forget about the ocean and the price that we must pay. As the sea life gets much rarer from the toxic fairy sludge, ask yourself some questions, give your conscience a little nudge. This is the land of plenty, for all and not just one. Your cleaning and your preening are blotting out the sun. For hands that do dishes may one day grab your throat by mind's need, fancy snake piss. As I stand here today, bone of my bones, blood of my blood, man, son of woman, long before flood, long before Bible, Torah, Quran, long before war, long before man, long in the darkness, long in the night, long before fear, long before fright, long before flesh, long before blood, deep in the water, deep in the mud. Down in the magma, right at the core, one gentle lamb with a lion's roar.
The poets have come to rhyme them to death, the people of the coin who debase the blessed. The children die cause the food is rotten, have another war, it'll soon be forgotten. Nothing to do but endless shopping, shop, shop, shop till you're dropping.
Everything becomes normal when you do it often. Don't forget to breathe when you finish coughing. The highlight of her day was the way she raised her head 3 inches off the bed, which made us all smile, while all the while she gurgled in the minutiae of her sensual pleasure in a touchy-feely world, sensation layered on sensation, in a world that's full of wonder, in a world that's full of sounds, in a world full of psychedelia, in a world just 4 months old. I was walking through the park the other day. Primrose Hill it was. I just watched a matinee performance of 1001 Dalmatians when a big ginger dog called Natalie, who's anything but a bitch, informs me that my dust devil thing is the only way that she knows to collect all the white string that the aeroplanes leave all across the Prussian blue sky, so that lost poets may knit it together into a why and a wherefore, and therefore, why shouldn't I be wondering why a guy shuts his eye, a fungi, should espy goings on down below, deep inside, nothing to, things to hide, woe betide anyone caught looking. Wanna come look? Wanna take a look inside your doomsday book? Wanna take a peek? Listen to a leak? Access your file? Listen for a while I chat this style, while I make this rhythm to and fro, so you can know how knowledge grows inside us all. Inside us all, there's a tiny ball of golden light. It's called your birthright. It's a violet light, it's an indigo light, it's a blue light, a green light, a yellow light, an orange light, a red light, a headlight, a light in the darkness that gives us all access to wisdom and overstanding. And standing still on the top of a hill will help to ease your pain for a while, but you must change your style before you run out of time or rhyme or reason or seasons or reasons to be cheerful or rhymes to be unreasonable or unfeasible. Within the structure of this verse, well rehearsed, within the structure of this verse, well rehearsed, is a potion, a lotion, a healing concealed in the congealed sounds of language. Heal thyself, know thyself, love thyself, reveal yourself to someone else, reveal yourself for all to see that you are free from captivity, so that you can see your very divinity and start to walk with dignity among your own community and set your spirit free. Free to shine with colours bright, free to fly through skies at night, free to pass through time and space, free to be your saving grace. Through time and space, our memories travel up and down the double helix, twisting this way and that, experiencing everything at once, at the same point in history. This is no mystery, this is your birthright. You have a right to this truth, this undying truth, that we are all eternal, fires burning bright. We just don't know how to stay alight. Our flames get damped down from day one, from nursery to captivity, learning to behave, learning to cue, learning to hate, learning to be late, learning to conform, conforming to conformity, the banality of uniformity, forming opinions, opinionated forms, till it's the norm, and you're reborn, and you clean your slate, and then you wake up late, and fall for it all again. So, look inside, find your light, hold it gently with all your might, cultivate those rainbow lights, your intuition knows that what's right, make the journey to yourself, and you'll discover a wealth of you that you've never seen before, just inside this forgotten door. It seems familiar, you're sure. You were there once before, as a baby, on a distant shore, a dream. It somehow seems so long ago and far away, a long forgotten summer's day, when the sky was a different blue, and grass had a vibrant hue, and you got a little clue of who you are. So come on, be a star, shine bright, rekindle your light, revisit yourself late at night, play in sunlight, charge up your birthright with rainbow light, your inner smile is your delight, come on, don't take fright, this is your birthright, and it just might heal us all, yes it just might heal us all. As huge wad of money in my hipster pocket, lumped like a rocket. In another pocket, 872 orange microdot LSD. Oh, bugger me, there appears to be, approaching me across the festival field of 1972 or 3, the world's least likely hippie. A cross between a flunky and a junkie, Davy out of the Monkees, crossed with Blakey off the buses. There was no mistake, this was my wake. Here was the man, heading straight for me. This was the third degree, no time to run and flee. Paranoia alarm, paranoia alarm. Swallow the bloody lot, swallow the blood, swallow la 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 la. Swallow la, swallow the bloody lot, 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 lot. 872, recurring, recurring, ring, ring. Lost and found, unbound, dragged around. Crash landed, naked, in a meadow in Wales, giggling with the buttercups and the butterflies. When the smiley jacket people come to collect me for some psychiatry, they were perplexed to see how much the buttercups and butterflies grieved for me, and cried, come to tea, anytime you're free, don't be a danger, don't be a stranger, don't be a stranger. But stranger than this was the kiss of a pharmaceutical rocket, head ripped out of its socket, there's a profit in every pocket, and my eight ball is nailed to the wall, 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 for walls that do dishes, can have the crumbliest, flakiest family size, win a major prize, section blah, the Head Noise Act, 1953, start collecting today with nothing to pay, win a major prize, start collecting today with nothing to pay. Now it's day, now it's night. Now it's day, now it's night, now it's day, now it's night, now it's day, now it's night, now it's day, now it's night. Now, what was that thing I mustn't forget? Concrete slippers and a marzipan dressing gown, plus 5 milligrams of intravenous armchair every hour, drowning in the shower. Concrete slippers and a marzipan dressing gown, plus 5 milligrams of intravenous armchair every hour. Hold on, John. John, hold on, everything's gonna be all right. Sunlight cascading, tumbling, the daffodil pollen of the day room. Mother, you had me, but I never had you. Sunlight cascading and tumbling, the daffodil pollen of the day room. Sunlight cascading and tumbling, the daffodil pollen of the day room. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? Some fucking speedball or something. Head noise of the black. Nurse! 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 Nurse Ratchet! Nurse Ratchet! 872 recurring, recurring. 272 recurring. 19 quarters and 72 recurring. A ringing, a ringing. Ring your bell if you need attention. Nurse Ratchet! Nurse Ratchet! I want my cigarettes! Billy's got Tourette's. Jenny's got regrets about her figure. She's getting paranoid about getting bigger. Self-harmed during our mocks, get messages for the electric shock. Jacob's washing my feet, telling me that I'm the chosen one. While a bumper thumper, Bible thumper, talks in tongues, says I'm the one to do that's never what's never been done. Says the Father is my son, the Queen of the South shall rise in the last days, and the Antichrist shall walk upon the face of the earth, and will avoid the temples to concentrate his attention to the ears and the eyes. Meanwhile, Maggie takes off for a cuddle, Brian's in a bit of a muddle, and some meathead befuddled with a hell of a knuckle requires me for his Josephine tonight. Just for tonight, just for tonight, just for tonight. So it takes 6 weeks of just for tonight till they ascertain that if not sane, then who's to blame? It's just a game and it's all the same, and he's got no next to king. It's almost a sin to keep this one in the bin, says the Drake with a grin, grin, grin. What time does the cabaret begin, begin, begin? Inquired a voice within. So they put me out to tender, bed and breakfast, hostel, rat hole, stick it up your arsehole, and I'm off the rung again, there's a snake on every ladder, and things are getting madder. 72 recurring, 72 recurring.
That was Johnny's studio, and he's due to come down by 2026. In Leary's High Priest, the college edition, it says that 800 micrograms is the maximum dose. Any more than that, you don't get any higher. Johnny disagrees. Okay, time for Miss Mousie's track of the week. It's Devour from the album Believe by Disturbed.
Still enough, for though I know you're not bending, still as the thoughts running through your mind. Still enough, oh no, I know you're not bending, give me a reason to make it. Still enough, for though I know you're not banging, still as the thoughts running through your mind. Still enough, oh no, I know you're not banging, give me a reason to make it. Still enough, for though I know you're not banging, still as the thoughts running through your mind. Still enough, oh no, I know you're not banging, give me a reason to make it. Still enough, for though I know you're not banging, still as the thoughts running through your mind. Still enough, oh no, I know you're not banging, give me a reason to make it. Still enough, for though I know you're not banging, still as the thoughts running through your mind. Still enough, oh no, I know you're not banging, give me a reason to make it.
That was Devour by Disturbed. Okay, Tads, what have you got for us this week?
Well, listeners, are you sitting comfortably? Because this week, all the songs tell a story.
You're not going to do a Max Bygraves impression, are you?
Who?
Max Bygraves. I want to tell you a story.
Where the fucking hell have you been? Is he one of your wax cylinder blokes?
No, he was...
Never mind, just let me get on with it, will you?
I want to tell you a story. I'm a blue toothbrush, you're a pink toothbrush.
Good grief. It's a shame when they start to go like that. Anywho, now he's gone. Away and mad. The first story is about a present from the Hoydown Fair, sung by Angelo Branduardi. ¶¶
some fare for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a grey cat and ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square. Along came a grey cat and ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a black dog and jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a old stick and beat off the black dog who jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a fire and burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Came some water and put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a grey fox and drank all the water which put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. Along came a butcher and stole out the grey dogs which drank all the water which put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square. Angel of death came by for the butcher who slaughtered at the grey dogs which drank all the water which put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat off the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square at Highton Fair for 2 farthings. My father bought me a little white mouse. And last came the Lord who threw down the angel who came for the butcher who stole out the grey dogs which drank all the water which put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat up the black dog that jumped on the grey cat who ate up the white mouse. My father bought in the market square. And last came the Lord who threw down the angel who came for the butcher who snorted out the grey dogs which drank all the water which put out the fire which burned up the old stick which beat
of the black, of the giant, of the cricket, who ate up the white mouse my father bought in the market square at Highdown Fair. 4 2 farthings my father bought me a little white mouse.
Now, Norman Walker is going to explain why he always counts the budgies at the end of the roll.
Tommy Ross and I'm a flooring man by trade. If you need a walking surface, I'm the one to get it made. I can do linoleum or tiles big and small. I can keep them square and straight around, the master of them all. Of all my bread and butter, of the work that pays the bills, is the laying of the carpet and the mansions on the hill. Was there I learned a lesson, those stranger things are told. Always count your budgies at the end of the roll.
You always count your budgies at the end of the roll.
It was on a Monday morning when I knocked upon the door of the home of Mrs. Kelly, who I never saw before. A carpet for the living room is all I had to do. If there wasn't any problems, I'd be sure to be done by two. The thing with Mrs. Kelly is she didn't live alone. She had a dozen budgie birds of every shade and tone, but she kept the cages open so they flew from lamp to pole. They twittered and they flittered as I carried in the roll. So I went about my business with the carpet on the floor, the stretcher strips along the wall, threshold of the door. The underlay was easy, the carpet rolled and cut. I stretched it with a kicker and I rolled the remnants up. And the job was nearly over just as I was about to leave. Adjacent to the window was a little carpet heave. Something underneath the surface had made a little bump. So I flattened with my hammer and I finished cleaning up. About an hour later, when I drove back to the shop, Mrs. Kelly on the telephone upset and in a knot. A budgie bird named Winifred was missing from the place. Did I see her out the window? She was gone without a trace. I thought about the carpet, I thought about the bump, I thought of how I flattened it till there wasn't any hump. I told her not to worry, pacification was the goal. Now I always count the budgies at the end of the roll.
Now we always count the budgies at the end of the roll.
Is very deep and profound. So deep and profound, I have no idea what it's really about. It's Alistair Roberts with Unyoked Oxen Turn.
One year I ran and ran and ran in the east and the south and the north and the west. And it's only when I finally came to rest did I realize I had no legs. So I picked up again and ran and ran. And everywhere I ran I did proclaim, I'm no cripple, I'm not lame. No, I'm just looking for my legs. I'm just looking for my Christendom and Araby and all through higher heathenry, up the shale and down the scree, wondering where those legs could be. And in the gallery so vast, ambassadors were breaking fast, and when I asked they looked aghast, we're just looking for our legs. And in the balcony so high, men of avarice rushing by, and when I asked they gave a sigh, we're just just looking for our legs. And in the dining hall, so long, the shackled harper sang her song, and the stone-eared feasters sang along. They sang, we're all looking for our legs. So I picked up again and ran and ran. City in the north, I came to the foot of the high low stair. Something gave a twinkle in my eye, and there stood a sage in the frosty air. And to the sage I did proclaim, look, I'm no cripple, I'm not lame. No, I'm just looking for my legs. Tell me, brother, have you seen my legs? Then the sage gave a wink, as a sage should do, and just as he began to freeze, he said these words, and I'll tell you true. Forget your legs and find your knees. So I bent to the task and took to the air, up and down the high-low stair, cross the chasm, cross the schism, like a moonbeam through a prism.
If you understood that, then please visit the blog and leave an explanation. Now, it's the Wild Man Fisher story.
This song here is called the Wild Man Fisher story. You rolling? You rolling? In the year of 1961, I did it all in fun.
David!
What, Mother?
Larry's in the bedroom, David! He's singing!
Larry, are you singing? Mother, I don't know what he's doing, but I don't think he's singing. In the year of 1962, I got thrown out of school.
Now listen, Larry, I'm the principal at this high school. You're not supposed to sing in class.
What's wrong with singing in class?
Look at Larry. Look at all these other students around here. They don't sing in class. You know I like you. You know I like you to have you stay here. But when you go all day going, Seattle Beach, come on, let's do the taster. You know he's gonna drive. It's gonna drive somebody nuts.
In the year of 1963, I was committed to a mental institution.
David! Norman! Oh, Larry! We're gonna have to do something about Larry, David. He's driving me nuts, David. I can't stand him another day, David. We're gonna have to do something.
Why don't you commit him?
Great idea. Larry, you know Mother loves you. You know I'd do anything for you. You gotta understand it's my arthritis, Larry. The doctors say I haven't got long to live. If you live with me another month, I think my arthritis will get worse, Larry. Why couldn't you be like all the other Jewish boys in the neighborhood? A nice, decent boy. Oh, these other parents tell me that their boys go out and work. What do my boys do? There we go. The red will be... Oh, Larry. It's terrible.
Mother, I love you.
You love me, David.
In the year of 1964, I was released from the mental institution.
Mother, I'm back.
Oh, David, he's home! Oh, Larry, the doctors pronounced you normal! You're normal, Larry! Oh, David, he's normal! Oh, David,
Larry, I heard that you're, you know, the doctors say you're going to be all right. You're not going to sing anymore. No, David, I'm going to go out and get a job. I'm going to be normal in society. Mother, just sign over the license. I'll stay home. I'll be home early, Mother. Everything's going to be all right. Sir, can I have this job?
Well, it only pays $1.25 an hour. Okay.
Fisher, sing us a song, Fisher. Yeah, Fisher, why don't you sing us a song? I can't sing you a song. I'll get fired.
Fisher, why don't you sing me a song?
Okay, just one song, okay?
Come on, let's merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round. Boop, 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 merry-go, merry-go, merry-go-round. Boop, boop, you're fired. In the year of 1965, I was committed to the mental institution again.
David, oh, oh, David, David,
Mother, calm down.
David, how can you tell me to calm down? Larry's in the bedroom, David. He's saying balls, David. Oh, David, he's got those girls up there, David. Balls. I don't know what he means by that, David. Oh, this is terrible, David. David, we're going to have to commit him, David. He got fired. This is terrible.
No, no, David! Mother, I'm going out with a girl tonight. Will you leave me alone?
In the year of 1966... I was released from the mental institution again. Mothers, you know they released me.
Oh, don't tell me about it. Tell me about it. Larry, you'll never be normal. They say you're a paranoia schizophrenic. Larry, you know Mother loves you and everything. But you must, you know, make it out on your own in the world and be a good boy and make Mother proud of you.
I will, Mother.
You know Mother loves you. I'll always be thinking of you, Larry.
Mother, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to become a big singing star.
Don't talk about that! The doctors told you to get off that subject!
Mother, really, I mean, look at all the other singers that are out, Sonny and Cher, the Beatles. I could be big, too, you know, if I try hard.
In the year of 1967, do you want to hear a new kind of song for a dime?
Pardon me, sir. Would you like to hear a new kind of song for a dime?
Yeah, but I'm late for my next class, man. You know, you got to, I mean, you know, okay.
The leaves are falling.
The leaves are what?
In the year of 1968, have I made a mistake? Will I end up a bum? Will I end up a crumb? Will I end up in hell? Will I end up in jail? Will I end up in Jesus? Will I end up in trees? Will I end up rich, 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 rich? Wild man Fisher, merry go, merry-go-round. Boop, 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 merry-go.
So, are you all ready to take a trip on the magic roundabouts and hear Florence's song?
Florence told Zebedee that she felt like having a quiet day. I know what you mean, sighed Zebedee. I think I'll just go to the garden and pick some flowers, said Florence. And so she did. And as she picked her flowers, she thought about how lucky she was to have a magic garden to visit, and she felt very happy. I'm so happy I could sing, she thought. So she did. And this was the song that Florence sang. Magic is part of the way you are. Magic is what you do. If I can ride on a falling star, so I believe can you. Magic is not just to close your eyes, hoping that that will do. Nothing will come if you close your eyes. you have to make it true. If you will open your eyes and say, all that I see is true, then you'll have come a long, long way. Magic can be yours too. That a magic world somehow is not for you. It's easy to make a magic world. You have to make it you. At last, she met Zebedee, who said it was nearly time for bed. Sing me something first, he said. All right, said Florence. If you will open your eyes and say, all that I see is true, then you'll have come a long, long way. Magic can be yours too. Maybe you think that a magic world somehow is not for you. It's easy to make a magic world. You have to make it you. Thank you, said Zebedee. Not at all, said Florence.
To In the Window with DJs Tadpole and Frogs from Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplants.org, port 9000. Turn on, tune in. Visit us on the web at radio.spiritplants.org for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. See you next show.
As I again miscounted the timings in show number 3, I could only include 3 tracks by Rain Cousin. So I'm going to play another track by her this week. Well, actually, I was going to play 2 tracks, but I fucked the timings up again this show. So it's just the one then. It's a collaboration with Pat E, and it's her song, Wanna Take You For Granted.
I wanna take you for granted. I wanna take you away. I wanna shield you from the dangers that will surely come your way. If there was a way to make you stay, would I hesitate? Would I hesitate? There seems no living without you. But if I must, I'll find a way. 'Cause tomorrow never knows. tomorrow's answer is the answer to my prayer. Would I hesitate? Would I hesitate? No one can ever replace you. Like all the lamps of my life, I'm holding on to what I have. Losing you is cutting like a knife. If there was a way to make you stay, would I hesitate? Would I hesitate? I would find a way and end the day. Had to close my heart. I would sing to the stars and break the bars that hold your heart. Yeah, I won't take you for granted. If only for a little while. Capture the moment when I'm crying while I smile. When your body's gone and I'm all alone, and all I have is this song. Find you there. When I call you, you will answer. This I'm praying like a prayer. Cause there's a way, and the way is long, and we must be good. And we must be strong. I would find a way and damn the day I had to close my heart. I had to close my heart. I'll find a way. I'll find a way.
I've been told to include my blog address in these shows. Hey, they don't call Rick the radio controller for nothing. So my blog is at madasaboxof.blogspot.com. That's mad as a box of, all one word. But there is a link on the page you're looking at now. Just click on DJ Frogs. Now I'm going to see how much time is left and fill it with something. See you next time.
.blog.com. How old were you when you first discovered that you preferred mythological creatures to humans? I was 11. A boy at school had just stuck my retainer up my bum and had said that must mean that I fancied my retainer. And I remember thinking, oh, a unicorn wouldn't do that. So I've just built a dating website for mythological creatures. It's called Mytholodate. They find it hard to meet people, you see. Take the griffin. Now, he has the head and wings of an eagle, but the body of a lion. In the eagle world, that's a big no-no. No matter what he wears, he's always going to look big-hipped. You'd think the griffin would have an easier time with other lions, but no. Imagine it, the griffin is making out with a lady lion. Ooh, she finally moves in for a kiss. But wait, what is this? Some sort of cool eagle mask? Trendy. But hang on, This is the Serengeti, and there aren't any jewel shops. That's not a mask. Can you imagine the lioness's horror? It would be like one of you blokes out there embracing somebody with the body of Jordan, the model, but then moving up to discover that she had the face of Jordan, the model. The griffin is therefore lonely, but he can't do what you or I do when we get lonely and pay the toilet attendants in bars to hug him. So he places an ad on Mytholidate. Within 2 days, he gets a reply from a mermaid who is looking for somebody with personality as much as looks. And luckily, this is one charming griffin. Here is another personal ad that we've just featured. Centaur seeks attractive female. To avoid disappointment, I should warn you that I am hung like a man.